This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Tuesday, June 20th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Spending fight takes center stage ahead of recess. Rural health services need attention. Spending fight takes center stage ahead of recess. Lawmakers have a shortened week of business starting today, that before they begin a two-week recess for the July 4th holiday. But the Senate Appropriations Committee will take a step toward a likely showdown with the House over funding for the government. On Thursday, a Senate committee will meet to debate the first two of 12 bills needed to fund the government for fiscal 2024, and that will include the agriculture measure funding USDA and FDA. The committee hasn't released the text of the ag bill yet, but it's certain to include significantly more new funding than the version that Republicans advanced through a House Appropriations Committee last week. A senior member of Senate Appropriations, John Bozeman of Arkansas, acknowledges it's going to be hard to find an agreement between the House and Senate, but he expressed optimism that allowing members to debate spending bills on both the House and the Senate floor this year will lead to some willingness to compromise. Bozeman said, quote, "Members really want to participate in the process. I think once we get them participating in the process and they start seeing results, seeing things passed, then there's a tendency to kind of work all these things out." Rural health services need attention. Voters nationwide think health care in rural communities is worse than in the rest of the country. That according to a new online survey commissioned by One Country Project. Since 2010, more than 130 rural hospitals have closed, leaving hundreds of miles between facilities. The far distances can be even more critical when dealing with life-threatening conditions such as brain injury, heart attack, or stroke when every second counts. The survey found that 96% of voters agree emergency air medical transportation is an important life-saving service. It also found that 84% of support increasing the Medicare reimbursement rate for air medical services. Currently, that rate covers 50% of the costs associated with transporting patients to via air ambulance. The survey found that 84% of voters oppose the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs' recent cuts to the emergency air medical reimbursement rate. Former North Dakota Democrat Senator and One Country Project founder Heidi Heitkamp said the findings, quote, "underscore the importance of preserving access to emergency air medical services for rural Americans. It's crucial to ensure air medical providers are fairly reimbursed so that patients can continue having access to this life-saving service." We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top-quality legal services that achieve cost-effective results.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. New bill projects retailers from SNAP EBT transaction fees. Representative Chantel Brown, an Ohio Democrat, has introduced the Ensuring Fee-Free Benefit Transactions Act to make permanent provisions in the 2018 Farm Bill to protect Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program retailers from fees by closing a loophole that subjects them to processing fees on SNAP transactions. These extra costs to businesses could force many small, minority, or family-owned independent retailers to stop accepting SNAP or raise their prices, Brown said in a release. The bill is supported by the National Grocers Association and the Food Industry Association. Public Lands Council ramps up effort against BLM proposal. The Public Lands Council, a group of cattle and sheep producers, said yesterday it's preparing a letter criticizing a proposed Bureau of Land Management rule that would allow BLM to enter into a 10-year conservation lease with third-party entities. The letter, for which the group is collecting signatures, argues that the BLM, quote, repeatedly failed in their commitment to work with stakeholders like ranchers. It said the agency did not provide advance notice or have discussions with rancher organizations and only held three briefings in major urban areas instead of areas where ranchers live. Take note, at a hearing last week, BLM Principal Deputy Director Nada Wolf Culver said the agency held five informational sessions on the proposed rule and plans to consider over 120,000 public comments before finalizing it. New York Senator proposes National Farmer Suicide Hotline. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, the New York Democrat, introduced legislation last week that would create a 24/7 national crisis hotline for farmers and ranchers. The National Agricultural Crisis Hotline Act would be staffed by licensed healthcare and mental health professionals familiar with agriculture who could, quote, provide suicide crisis intervention, mental health and substance use disorder support, and agriculture-related referral services, that according to a press release. Take note, producers can currently access the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline, which supports the general American public, by dialing 988. FSA accepting nominations for county committees. The Farm Service Agency is taking nominations for committee elections that will take place later in the year, introducing a new GIS tool so producers can more easily determine which local administrative area they're located in. Based on feedback from stakeholders, including the USDA Equity Commission, we are unveiling this new tool to make it easier for producers to effectively participate in the process. That the word of SA Administrator Zach Ducheneau. That commission has made a number of recommendations to make county committee membership more diverse. Committee members are vital on how FSA carries out disaster programs as well as conservation, commodity, and price support programs, county office employment, and other agricultural issues, USDA said. Well, that's Daybreak for this Tuesday, June 20th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.